You're listening to The Globalist live on Monocle Radio. In Zurich, 2:39 a.m. in Washington. Now, in the United States, leading Republicans, including the former President Donald Trump, are trying to limit the damage done to their electoral prospects by a decision made last week by the Supreme Court in Alabama. The court ruled that embryos created by IVF, in vitro fertilization, should be considered children and offered the same legal protections. Democrats have pounced on the issue, saying it's the latest demonstration of the Republicans' determination to implement Christian nationalism in America, a right-wing doctrine supported by some of Donald Trump's most influential backers. From Washington, Simon Mark sent this report.
Very few people outside Alabama expected last week's news, and even residents of the state were stunned by the implications of the Supreme Court ruling.
We want to begin tonight with shockwaves being felt in the world of reproductive health care following a bombshell IVF ruling by Alabama's Supreme Court.
This one-of-its-kind ruling is putting back into the national focus this question of when life begins.
Questions, confusion, and mounting frustration tonight in Alabama as the state's largest hospital swiftly halts all IVF procedures.
NBC, ABC, and CBS covering the news that the Alabama Supreme Court had declared frozen embryos awaiting possible use by would-be families during IVF treatments were now to enjoy the same legal protections as children. The ruling had a chilling impact on the IVF industry in the state, where doctors and healthcare workers immediately feared they could even face murder charges for discarding embryos that are either considered not viable for pregnancy or, in many cases, simply go unclaimed. As Democrats, including Vice President Kamala Harris, seized on the issue.
This is an issue that is about fundamental freedoms and liberty. And it is an issue about harm. Real harm that is happening to people every day in our country.
Republicans found themselves flat-footed. Nikki Haley, challenging Donald Trump for the party's presidential nomination, offered this initial response to the Alabama decision.
I mean, embryos to me are babies.
Before walking it back just 24 hours later.
Government doesn't need to get into something this sensitive. This should be between the doctor and the parents.
And Donald Trump himself, sending a signal to the party that he hopes to lead in November's election, told a campaign rally in South Carolina that Alabama should think again.
Like the overwhelming majority of Americans, including the vast majority of Republican, conservatives, Christians, and pro-life Americans, I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious little beautiful baby. I support it.
But many Democrats argue the Alabama justices have offered a preview of where the Republicans will take the rest of the country if the party is successful this November. The state's chief justice cited Christianity and the Bible in his opinion backing the ruling, writing of the theologically based view of the sanctity of life and warning that God views the destruction of his image as an affront to himself. Critics say that is one example of Christian nationalism, a viewpoint that would threaten the constitutionally protected separation of church and state in America, and a creed that is now the subject of a new documentary.
Christian nationalism uses Christianity as a means to an end, that end being some form of authoritarianism.
I'm a Christian nationalist. I have nothing to be ashamed of, because that's what most Americans are.
Is Christian nationalism Christian?
No, it isn't.
That's part of the trailer for God and Country, a film being screened all over the United States at the moment. It is designed to serve as a warning of the threat the filmmakers say is posed by Christian nationalism.
It's something that's been out there for a long time and comfortably in the fringe, and I think people felt like they didn't need to really respond to it or give it air because it was so fringe, but it certainly has infiltrated the mainstream.
Dan Partland is the documentary's director. He argues that at a time when Republicans in some states are banning abortion outright, and their Speaker of the House of Representatives, Mike Johnson, believes the US should be a biblical republic, it is fair to conclude the ideology is on the march.
I think we don't fully know how big a threat it is, but let's look at some evidence. We did just have, you know, in the previous election, in a violent insurrection at the Capitol, an effort to stop a president from being seated. We do have Mike Johnson in the, you know, second in line to the presidency, a guy who is overtly grasped onto these things. And now we have this question of the IVF, of maybe IVF should go away. So if you're starting to look at what evidence we have of this ideology actually succeeding in accomplishing its goals, I think there is starting to be a lot of evidence of that.
He argues some of the evidence can be found in Project 2025, an effort by multiple conservative groups to prepare for a second Trump administration. One of them is the Center for Renewing America, a think tank led by former Trump budget official Russ Vogt.
The reason I have hope is that people across the country are leading in a way that they have never done before.
In an interview with the Proverbs Media Group, which says it is on a mission to restore the values of faith, family, and country in America, Vogt said his organization is seeking to mobilize a new generation of conservative, biblically inspired activists.
They're saying, someone will follow, I have to do my job, duty is ours, results are God's. So what we try to do is to give them that confidence to know something so well that they can talk to a member of Congress or a state official who's not doing what they should and take away all of the reasons for why that politician is going to pass the buck.
That kind of talk inspires Republicans to believe they can engage in epoch-making change in America if they win at the ballot box in November. It equally terrifies defenders of the country's secular traditions, including the filmmakers behind God and Country.
God is on our side!
We're taking our nation back!
The thing that keeps me up at night is that we lose democracy.
Does that seem possible?
Yes.
For Monocle Radio, I'm Simon Marks in Washington.